Welcome to Coffee and Jesus. I'm your host, Jael, coming to you from the great state of Texas. Today is July 6, 2020. This is the Unraveling of America, Part 3. So today I want to talk to you about what's going on currently in our country from a historical and spiritual standpoint. What we are seeing are several different spirits at play, but the one I want to talk to you about today or the two that I want to talk to you about today are the Jezebel and Ahab spirits, because you can't have a Jezebel spirit without an Ahab spirit. So without going into the whole story of Jezebel, you can read that on your own. Just let me tell you the characteristics of this particular spirit. It has two manifestations, as a seducer and as someone who is very competent. The Jezebel spirit deceives. And we are seeing a lot of deception right now. Even within the Christian community, people's eyes are blind. The Jezebel spirit wants to emasculate men. So it's all about women taking control and being a man hater. It is an unsubmitted, rebellious spirit. It's power hungry. It's very intelligent. So it always sounds good. It sounds logical, even though it's not right. The Jezebel spirit worships self. How many times have you heard in the news, on TV, in movies, etc.? Well, this is my truth. The Jezebel spirit is very jealous. It's very manipulative. We see different organizations right now that are manipulating people's minds. It's very domineering. It's bossy. And you are seeing that as well, that certain organizations, they have to have their way. And if you don't agree with their way, then you're a bigot, you're a racist, and all sorts of things. So it's manipulative and it's domineering. It has unrealistic expectations. If you read the manifestos of several different organizations in the United States right now that are considered hate groups or terrorist groups, their manifestos read just like this. It's very unrealistic. The Jezebel spirit is very seductive and controlling. It's attracted to power, it's ambitious, and it's convincing. And so you see mobs of people following rhetoric and narratives that are not biblical, because the people who are speaking are very eloquent and intelligent. This spirit is very lustful. We could go on and on about sex trafficking, the porn industry, all of the infidelity in marriages. It attracts unusual infirmities and diseases. We're seeing that play out as well. It's very destructive. Think about all of the rioting and looting that has taken place. And I'm not talking about the protesters, because there's nothing wrong with protesting. And I'm going to even go on a limb and say that there were protests in the Bible. I can get into that another day. It's very destructive. Lots of negative speech, hate speech, I'll call it. It's very bitter and resentful. So that's the basics. Now, the Ahab spirit is kind of the opposite. It's very weak. And it's not able to overtake the Jezebel spirit or the Jezebel personality type. It just gives in, which makes them a very weak man. And we know that God did not make men to be weak. I'm looking through my notes. So how can you recognize an Ahab spirit? It's either too lenient or too harsh. They either walk away from a person or they walk all over a person. So you can see that the Ahab spirit is wishy-washy. It's fickle. It's like a dichotomous situation. They usually avoid confrontation. They want peace at all costs, or they could be peace breakers. There's verbal abuse involved. They will take the blame to win the peace if they're not confrontational. They fear non-acceptance. They fear rejection. And they appear to be clothed in what we say niceties. They can be overly nice, but all of that is fake. Their anger is directed inward. They accept the blame too easily. But what does that have to do with what we're doing and going through right now? Well, let me talk about some historical things in reference to what's going on right now in America with the political divide and the racial divide. So here we go. First, let me say that protesting socialism or the liberal way of life is not racism, it's patriotism. Now, this is not a political ad. I'm not Democrat or Republic, honestly. I'm not either one. I'm a Biblican, as my old pastor Garrett Booth would say. I really could care less about the Independent Party, the Tea Party. If anything, I'm probably closer to the Constitution Party, to be honest with you, but I don't claim that one either. I am of the party of the kingdom of God. So again, this is not a political advertisement. I just want to explain some terms to you because they're being thrown around on social media and I'm not so sure that people remember their history. So as a teacher, let me explain some things to you. Now, if I was teaching high school or when I taught high school, this is the way we taught it. We use the analogy of two cows. A socialist says, you have two cows, but the government forces you to give one to your neighbor. Communism says you have two cows, and the government takes away both of your cows and gives you whatever amount of milk they think you deserve or need. Capitalism says you have two cows, you sell one, and then maybe you buy a bull. So your herd multiplies, and so the economy grows, and you are able to live or retire off of this income. Karl Marx explains the transition from capitalism to communism this way. Capitalism rewards success. It's a free market. There's private property ownership, and the rights protect us from the government. Socialism punishes success, rewards laziness, redistributes wealth. There's collective ownership. There's a large welfare system, and there's large invasive government. Communism is the complete abolition of private property, the confiscation of property rights. The government owns everything, and it leads to a totalitarian state. So if you think about current events, I think that you can easily surmise the danger of how we are being groomed, because our rights are being taken away from us little by little by little. So this happens because first you control the health care. You increase the poverty level of people because poor people are easier to manipulate and control. You take away guns and the ability for people to defend themselves. You increase welfare, so you can increase the control over every part of a person's life. You take control of what people read and listen to in schools. You remove God from government and schools. You divide the people into just wealthy and poor, where there's no more middle class. When you do all of these things, then you are setting up the situation that Hitler used. Now, I don't remember the quote exactly, but it was something like, the best way to take control over people is to take away their freedoms little by little, one at a time, until they don't even realize what's happened and the change cannot be reversed. It's too late. So when you think about everything that's going on right now, people are up in arms when you don't agree with them. And one or two groups in this corner are taking over the entire nation. And because their voices are so loud, it's drowning out the voice of Christians, because we stayed, honestly, quiet and politically correct for too long, and that's just my personal opinion. This is me talking, not the Holy Spirit. And so what we have right now is a move towards civil war and social anarchy. This cannot happen. So when you're tearing down statues and you are removing history, You're setting yourself up for some real problems, and here's why. If you're going to tear down statues of things that happened during the Civil War, then you might as well get rid of all the money because there are slave owners on the money. So are you going to get rid of all the currency, and where does it end? Because if they can tear down these statues, they can tear down the cross. They can tear down symbols of Jesus and Mary, etc., and so on and so on and so on. And so where does it end? We need to be really careful and prayed up about what's going on right now so that people will remove the blinders from their eyes. They're so confused about what's going on that the devil is running amok in plain sight and people still don't see him. So let's pray for our nation, for our government, for our citizens to make better decisions, to make rational decisions that are based on biblical truths and common sense. Okay? I hope you guys still love me. I still love you. I just want you to be aware of the spirits, the manipulative, controlling, emasculating spirits that are trying to take over right now, that are the spirits of rebellion and seduction and violence and anger and aggressiveness. These things are not of God. And we need to be praying about the state of our nation, because whether you like it or not, whether you like the current president or not, and no, I don't love everything about him, but I'm going to respect him as the head of our Oval Office. We need to submit to authority to the best of our ability. We need to do what is right. Now, I know there are instances in the Bible where people did not follow authority, and those things are justified. There are times when you don't, such as when Daniel did not do what he was told to do. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did not do what they were asked to do. Esther went in before the king, which was not protocol. There are times when I believe that God allows those things. However, for the most part, the Bible's very clear about following authority and being respectful. So if you don't like the current president, and it's fine if you don't, just pray for him and the cabinet, the Senate, the Congress, and for our nation, because we are in trouble. We are in deep trouble, and we can do something about it. We can pray, we can vote, we can run for office, we can get ourselves better educated, we can have the important, difficult conversations, we can learn. And so I pray that you learned something today, and I pray that you pray about these spirits that are running amok in our country. And Jezebel likes to kill. Abortion is very high. Murder is very high. The rates are very high, and they're increasing. And there's just really some very demonic, diabolical things going on right now. So I pray that we all pray corporately as a body of believers for our country, for our families, and for the rest of 2020. God bless you.